German machines. For a moment, the gym filled with many new faces today, young and old, most so fit that they don't need to be there. As I took a walk among the rows of machines, for the first time ever, I became overwhelmed. Row upon row of people just sitting, or barely moving at all. Witnessing that felt that this is not what a gym should be about. It may be the opposite of a gym. For the first time ever, it has become clear to me that using a machine does not help at all. Period. No matter how you use it or how frequently, fitness doesn't work that way. I saw all the machines as a whole, the sum of all workouts, all people sitting there unmoving. None of that was going to add to anything significant. No one was going to progress, because people were mostly just sitting. We must learn to avoid the machines. Never sit, never lay, never just stand in one place. If you can do it without disturbing others, grab onto the dumbbells and walk all the way around your gym. The people who walk in the morning at the mall get a better workout than all those who sit at the gym. You see, at the mall, the point is to move, to get a workout. But at the gym, that gets crossed and confused with all these fantastic shiny machines that lull us into sitting and sitting and sitting and some promise of fitness that will never come true. Let me say this loud and clear. Do not come to the gym without an interval timer ready. I don't care anymore if it costs you money or if you find a free app. Set your timer to 1 minute workout, 2 minutes rest. Get a nice slow playlist that you can move to. One beat up, next beat down. Country is always good. And slowly, over time, cut that rest period on your interval timer down to zero so that you can move non-stop for an hour. You can use machines at first, so as long as you have the timer going. But 1980s aerobics with eventually heavier dumbbells are by far the best workout there is. That is a safe, low-impact fitness and bodybuilding all rolled into one. My gym recently installed new equipment. Very impressive design for a device never proven to be useful. Also, with an unfortunate choice of load-bearing bolts that stick out and parade decorative design. And someone that I started calling the Gym Jesus has taken upon himself or herself, I think it could be a girl, to boldly seek out all the loose bolts and go where no man has ever gone before. Save the gentle folk of my gym from sitting, by secretly, and very slowly no doubt, unscrewing all the loose bolts by hand. With all the security cameras around, they will be caught soon, without a doubt. Hopefully before someone gets stuck in a collapsed machine, or worse, as those are 4-inch load-bearing bolts after all. but not before sending a very loud and clear message.
I tried to save you from sitting at the desk.